Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hear me now. I am at my wit's end with something. So to the pet store I go. I got to get a grip on this with my kids.
To the pet store.
It's the all-new B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. You have Terry Clifford, myself, Chris Kanya, and that's TJ Sharp headed to the pet store. And on Facebook, every single day, we put a new episode of BTV out. It's a segment of the show that we put on video. You could see the studio. You could see our facial expressions. You could, you know, check out the content that we do on the show in video form. It's called BTV, and it's on Facebook every single day.
Yeah, my 15-year-old is not waking up, and she is, right now, my oldest is still home. She leaves for boot camp November 10th. That's her, she's leaving, and I keep telling the entire family this. Everyone's got to stop relying on Morgan to wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
So I got Ava, like, three alarm clocks, plus her phone, and I make sure before bed, I got them all set, and they're all loud, and she's... You know, we all sleep through alarms. You're tired. It doesn't matter. So I find myself, and you guys see me here in the morning, I'm calling. And then I got to call Morgan. Go wake up your sister. And then I guess, is your brother awake? Go wake up your brother. I'm like, the house is a wreck. Nobody can wake up on time for school. You can't miss the school bus.
And they're coming off a hard summer or a hard year. When's the last time they really had an alarm?
I know.
Summer began in March.
Right. February.
I know. And the bus comes an hour earlier than they even had to wake up to get onto online schooling.
Wow.
Yeah. No, you cannot miss the bus. You've had 6 months off. Get to school. Oh, so I'm going to get, you guys were talking about how I know Terry talks to her dog.
Okay.
During the day on her phone. Like she can... She has an app where she can log on and she can see in her home and whoever's in there can hear her. And a light bulb went off. And I was like, that's what I need. Are those expensive? Because that's what I need. I need her. She needs to be able to hear my voice and be like, Ava Lane, Ava, wake up.
Oh my God.
What a beautiful way to wake up in the morning.
Exactly.
You start off on the right foot.
Ava Lane, wake up. I think that's what I need. And then I need to be able to see that she's physically out of bed.
Mm-hmm. Well, the
way. Because when I call, she's like, yep, I am. I'm up. No, you're not. I can tell.
Oh, yeah. You know that voice. You know upper.
She doesn't do the fake I'm awake voice. Everybody does the fake I'm awake voice. Before they answer, they go, me. Hello, how you doing?
Sup?
Sup.
Ava's phone.
Right. It's a Waze camera.
Waze.
And it's an app on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really talk to my dog.
A Wise camera.
Sort of. Wise?
Waze is the traffic app.
Oh, Waze is the traffic app.
Wise
is
W-Y-Z-E.
W-Y-Z-E, yep.
You were way off.
Camera. Yeah, because they sell it for cheap on Chewy.com.
I have one of these too. I have a production studio downtown. And you set them up. It's a little square, right? And you put a little memory card in it. It's like $30.
That's
35
it.
Bucks.
Okay.
And it's HD camera and you could speak to it and they could speak to you.
Well, now I don't need it on after she's up and ready for school. So can I shut it off?
I could tell you in a second, but I'm sure you can. Yeah,
off. Discussing with her yesterday, good. I was assuring her that this wouldn't be creepy or weird. Because I think the way I pitched it to her, hey, I'm going to put a camera in there. Oh, geez. So I can help wake you up in the morning.
Imagine being a kid these days. Oh, my God. A camera in my room?
Well,
what?
How else? Okay, if that's not an option, how else are parents getting their kids awake?
No, I...
What am I doing wrong?
I get that. I totally get that. From her point of view, I can see why she said, you're not putting a camera in my room.
No sneaking a day off anymore if you have a camera.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, you can practice. Let's see if you can get Harper off the couch right now. Good luck with that.
Your dog is not trained to move to my voice like my children are.
Not trained to move to anybody's voice.
You have Ben Stein going, Ava.
Ava.
Ava. Ava. Ava.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what else to do.
Oh. Your feedback, your calls, your texts at 222-9233 next morning.
Yes.
It's the all-new B Morning Coffee Club. Terry Clifford. My name is Chris Kanye. And that's TJ Sharp.
And that's the thing with being working early. I cannot physically be there to throw water on her.
Right.
Or to physically stand her up.
What a bummer.
I know. I'm sorry. There were a lot of suggestions like, just throw cold water on her. I'm not physically there, so I have to find a plan B. I'm here.
What a way to wake up.
I'm here. So I'm thinking of getting one of these like doggy cams, this what's it called?
Wise.
Wyze. So I can yell at her. Like, you know, she can hear me and I can see her. I see you're not out of bed. You can't miss the bus. Get dressed. Get up.
And have you talked to her about this camera in the room yet?
Well, yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when the light bulb went off, when I saw you.
Right, yeah.
And Chris has one in his studio.
Yeah.
And you have one so you can see what your dog's up to. I know. Oh my gosh. Why do I not have one of these?
Strange. But I do.
Why am I not yelling at my kids through one of these?
Oh man. Well, you've got a lot of suggestions here. TJ, Alexa with plugins for lights. That way you can communicate through Alexa in Ava's room with your phone. And from your phone, you can control the lights and, as Chris suggested, music.
Oh, that's right. So you know how sometimes you see commercials where they say, Alexa, turn on the dining room light or whatever.
You can
have some big bright light plugged into this smart outlet where you can control it from your phone and just click it instead of using the voice application and shine a spotlight right on her bed.
Huh. Okay. I like all these ideas. These are all good ideas. I have Google Home Minis, so I can do that.
But
I always unplug them during the day because, you know, aren't they listening to us? Whatever.
Oh.
So if I leave it plugged in, I can maybe.
Yeah.
At least get her music as well. I don't know. Okay. Good.
My mom used to, oh my God, I forgot about this. My dad used to say this. My mom used to scream, I want to see 2 feet on the floor before I'm out the door. So I'd have to at least go down and sit on the couch until she left. You can do something. My father used to say, let me hear those feet on the floor, Teresa.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the screaming meanie 220?
Oh my God, I have that.
Someone texted about buying the Screaming Meanie 220. It says it's as loud as a smoke alarm.
Okay, I have a different one. A texter recommended the Sonic Bomb dual alarm clock with bed shaker. And it comes in black, silver, and camouflage.
Oh, camo.
Now, if you want to just start her out, there is a Sonic Bomb Junior, a digital home bedside small alarm.
Does it shake the bed though? We need the bed shaker.
This one, no, the Junior doesn't shake the bed.
Get that out of here. Throw that away.
Go hardcore to the bed shaker.
Oh my gosh. Will I be doing damage to her hearing?
I mean,
and her like, I don't know. I feel like she would, have some kind of PTSD.
I feel weird about shaking the bed. I got to be honest with you. That's kind of strange.
Wow.
She's going to think there's an earthquake every day.
My gosh. This one says, years ago, my son would not get up on time for me to drop them off at school. So I got up one morning and played Highway to the Danger Zone. Full blast on the stereo. I've never had that problem again. That was it. That's all it took.
Wake up, kid.
I got your back, Maverick. All right, Goose.
Oh, God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.